USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After weeks of delays, the Senate is poised to vote on the $1-plus trillion bipartisan infrastructure plan. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News day drinking may be the reason some Republicans will give the vote a nod.
They told us all this isn't going to add to inflation, but it is. I mean, I don't like to brag about all the expensive places I've been, but earlier today I went to the gas station. This bill's going to make it worse. It's going to make it worse for groceries, too. And look, I'm for infrastructure. I'm just not for infrastructure at any cost.
Final votes are expected around 11 o'clock Eastern Tuesday morning. If passed, the bill would then go to the House. A new memo from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the Pentagon will mandate the COVID-19 vaccine for all members of the military by no later than mid-September. USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Reports from officials at the border say 1 in 5 immigrants is infected with COVID-19. The number is admittedly a guess because rarely are the masses pouring into the country tested. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
As the surge of illegal immigrants at the southern border continues, local officials are concerned they're spreading COVID-19 to border communities. Border Patrol Union Vice President Chris Cabrera joins Fox News and says many illegal immigrants are leaving their facilities and don't know if they have COVID.
As far as Border Patrol goes, it's very rare we test anyone. The only time somebody gets tested in our custody is if they're showing signs and symptoms or they have some other medical emergency. So very few get tested in Border Patrol custody.
Cabrera adding that Health and Human Services does test some illegal immigrants.
A pair of brothers were arrested Monday night in the fatal shooting of 29-year-old Chicago police officer Ella French on Saturday night. 21-year-old Amante Morgan is charged with first-degree murder. 22-year-old Eric Morgan was also charged. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The open border policy of the Biden administration has created a crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border like never seen before. Now, one Arizona lawmaker is filing articles of impeachment against the Homeland Security Secretary for ignoring the rule of law. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs says he plans on filing articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. He made the announcement late last week, citing his department's handling of the migrant crisis at the southern border. Biggs tells Newsmax TV that he recognizes there's a small likelihood of removing Mayorkas from office with the GOP in the minority in the House, but that Democrats in border states may be persuaded to hold a hearing.
Well, the goal is to do two things. Number one, it needs to heighten the awareness of the crisis. This has gone beyond cataclysmic, quite frankly, and the left-stream media is ignoring it, and the administration's ignoring it, so we have to put pressure there. The second thing is, there are Democrats who, whether they be in Texas, there's some in Texas that are really concerned about the border, and there are also others that are in swing districts. They have to weigh carefully, do they allow this to continue, or are they going to face the music? And so that's why this is going to go, and I think it's so important, because if we get a hearing on this, I think Secretary Mayorkas cannot answer the questions that he needs to answer. There's no defense for the action they've taken.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
I'm Lance Pry. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.